I'm Fred Child, and if you're just joining us, today we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Performance Today. In the last 20 years, advances in technology have made it a lot easier to create radio programs. We used to edit interviews on reel-to-reel tape. If you wanted to get rid of part of it or take out a few words, you'd literally cut the tape with a razor blade, slice out the part you didn't want, and then carefully stick the ends back together with special blue tape. Well, today we do audio editing on a computer, but high tech can sometimes be high risk. The first time Performance Today broadcast live straight from a digital audio editing system, this is what happened.
Time once again for one of my favorite parts of Performance Today, when I get to welcome Rob Kaplow, the pianist, composer, and conductor who frequently drops by our studios, though not frequently enough, to answer the musical question, what makes it so great? Hello again, Rob.
Hi, Martin.
Great to have you back.
Great to be back.
Today we're going consider something that on
great
the
to be
surface,
back.
Or at
Hi,
least
Martin.
As far
great
as
to be back.
The great
Hi,
divide
Martin.
In American popular culture
back.
Would have us
Hi,
believe
Martin.
Is not so great.
Great to be back.
And yet
Hi,
we both think Irving Berlin and Annie Getchick.
While we've battled the digital world and sometimes lost, we've also hoisted our microphones around the world in a relentless quest for great talent to concert halls, recording studios, music schools, and even, when we were really desperate, the occasional birdcage. The illustrious parrot Polyrhythm, lifelong friend of composer Bruce Adolph, singing along with the Queen of the Night aria from Mozart's Magic Flute. We're looking back at some of the fine feathered finds, purposeful obfuscations, and unexpected mishaps on Performance Today over the past 20 years. Occasionally, we radio broadcasters get a sense of how scintillating we really are. In the fall of 2000, NPR's Lisa Simeone went to the Four Seasons Hotel in Washington, D.C. to interview legendary violinist Isaac Stern. He was on tour with his autobiography, My First 79 Years. Well, that morning he'd gotten up at 4 a.m. to catch a flight to Washington, and maybe that explains what happened in the middle of the interview while he was telling us why he thought Carnegie Hall continues to be the great venue for musicians.
Every single one wants to come to Carnegie Hall to prove that they can become part of the pantheon of great artists. And I assure you that today you can go to Carnegie, stand on the stage, until it's very quiet. Even if you stand with a few only stagehands around, you're alone in the hall, and you stand very quiet.
We're listening to the actual unedited tape of the interview with Isaac Stern. At this point, his eyes are closed. As you can hear, it was a long silence, an awkward moment. Was he sick, or heaven forbid? Or maybe he's just dreaming of being on stage.
Are you feeling okay? Are you feeling dizzy?
Just a moment.
I can't think of a better place to make this announcement than on Performance Today, because you've done so many wonderful things for music all these years, and so I'm a fan of what you've done, and I figured you should be the first one to know.
On the 1st of April, 1998, Yo-Yo Ma joined us to announce that he was giving up the cello for another instrument.
I think it's one of the most gorgeous, soulful instruments, expressive instruments that I've ever heard. So I thought, rather than just sort of become a gifted amateur, I really want to devote all my time to studying and improving my I can't say that my skills on the bandoneon are really that highly developed, but they are getting better, and I figure if I spend a lot of time on it, I might actually become quite good one day.
Hello, Frederick Fennell, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
And finally, the most surprising and memorable incident that's ever happened live on Performance Today, our 85th birthday call in 1999 with one of America's most beloved band directors, Frederick Fennell. He was spending a quiet day at home with his wife, Elizabeth.
Well, I know that in your head you must know hundreds, maybe thousands, maybe there are thousands of marches you know off by heart.
But put on radio.
But there's one favorite. Frederick Fennell, I know that there's a favorite march you have, and I've been told that that's the national emblem by E.E. Bagley.
Right.
Why is that your favorite?
No, he's got it down here. I can't figure him out either.
That's my favorite march.
Yeah, why is that?
I've got a phone in one hand. I got two different phones in my hand.
Elizabeth, get off the phone!
Can you tell us why you think the national emblem is your favorite march?
Well, it has everything.
Here's to Frederick Fennell, Elizabeth Fennell, Yo-Yo Ma, Isaac Stern, Polyrhythm, Rob Capello, and all the music makers and commentators who've made Performance Today such a kick over the past 20 years.